Thanks for listening to our submission for the Indie Podcast Awards. I'm Corey, and I'm the producer and co-host of the Showdown Podcast with my co-hosts Brad Scott and Vic Miller. Our show is a film podcast where we take a look back at older movies and determine if they still hold up. Usually before we get to that part of the show, we normally have banter about movie news, anything we've seen recently. And this selection here is from one of our later episodes, Harlem Nights. In it, you'll hear, amongst other things, is when Brad finally believes he's made me angry after constantly being berated on the show and never getting mad. So on behalf of Brad and Vic, we want to thank you for listening and hope you enjoy. Word 'em up, Ken Dog and Shaq Attack in the house for 9 Trey 9 Quad. Yo, we from Newark, so you know we represent. Yo, E, bring it in. Do you want me to shoot it? No. Do you want me to pass it? No.
Welcome to the Showdown Podcast. The best part about our intros over the last few weeks is that Vic has no clue what they are. Vic, can I give you a hint? It's I guess you could say he's America's friend, brown fellow. Do you have any idea?
Oh, God.
James Brown.
No.
Hey, Vic. Hit Vic with it, Vic. I'm serious. Vic, hit Vic with it. How did you not guess Dominic the Donkey?
Because I hate you.
I wanted you to be like, it's not that fucking donkey again. And I assumed if I said America's friend, little brown guy, you would say Dominic the Donkey. Emoji? But guess what, Vic? Emoji? It's not. It when in fact it is Shaquille O'Neal, America's big brown friend.
No,
it makes.
I was getting. Well, then my guess for the poop emoji was correct.
Hey, Vic, do you want him? Do you want him to shoot it? No. Do you want him to pass it, Corey?
No.
Do you want him to slam?
Yeah.
Remember he did the song Biological Didn't Bother? Because he was raised by like a stepfather or adoptive father or whatever, so he did a song called Biological Didn't Bother. Yeah, I bet Biological bothers. How do you abandon Shaq as a kid? If Harper was 7 foot, 300 pounds, she'd have whatever she wanted in life, and I'd be the most supportive there. People look at me like I'm a hugely supportive father now. If she had the talent to get to the NBA, you ain't seen nothing.
You'd be the Lonzo Ball.
Oh, fuck yeah. Just walking around shirtless, challenging people to fights, talking about I've never lost. Yeah.
I always liked the one he did with Fush Nickens.
Who, Shaq?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hit him with a Vic! And that is how we're going to start, of course. we're having a playful conversation, making fun of all this, and Corey hits with the actual reference.
What?
With what you said, I thought you were talking about this video game.
The Fush Nickens?
I'm not familiar with the Fush Nickens. Vic, are you familiar with the Fush Nickens?
It's a rap group, yeah.
I was hoping the black guy's going to be on my side.
I'm sorry, I know who they are.
He's judge, jury, and executioner. all right, we're going to get way too wrapped up into this Shaquille O'Neal thing, and we'll save that for a different podcast. So this is the Showdown Podcast. We do talk about movies.
Yes, we do.
At some point. We're going to talk about a new one today. We've got a lot of stuff to cover. Also, we have our host, myself, Brad Scott, and I am joined here in the Miller Zoo by Corey Miller.
Hello.
And we are joined, the angelic black voice you've heard all episode is joining us live on the, what, Corey?
The, oh, you caught me off guard.
Bottoms up, bottoms Skype up, line. Skype line. Bottoms up, draft beer, warp speed. That's a total of 8 words.
Definitely not.
That we've now been promoting for I think 3 episodes straight. I got, and it's literally their.
I wasn't expecting it. Their, you caught me off guard.
But it is literally their slogan.
Yeah.
On all their merch.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, he's on the Skype line over there. And is it snowing in White Ass Delaware?
Not anymore. It snowed. We got some pretty heavy snow, and then it just fucking disappeared. It's all gone.
Doesn't this kind of, like, you just hate life?
Huh?
What?
Don't you just hate life when the weather...
Well, like, it doesn't make any sense, because it's like the first week of spring, and we've got snow.
But no,
like the first thing we get is a major snowstorm.
The thing that drives me crazy is in the Midwest, and I'm sure there's other places in the country where it's like this, we always, at the beginning of the year, get like a week of like beautiful weather, and you start to come out of your seasonal depression,
mm-hmm.
and you start to get a little more productive, and you feel good. And then all of a sudden, it's just like 7 days of rain, 8 days of snow, 3 days of lepers.
Right.
Welcome to Indiana.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
It's awful. It's horrible. So it's not snowing there anymore. Vic Miller. That's
what up.
We sidetracked his intro into a discussion about weather. Vic Miller.
I've been sitting around waiting for you white people to get your asses in this podcast.
Vic, you really can't walk around Delaware less, like when it's that white outside. You really stick out.
Well, you know, I'll be easily found.
I'm glad they haven't framed you yet. That's every episode that you're here with us. I know they haven't framed you. It makes my heart warm. So we're going to talk about...
Well, I appreciate that.
We're going to talk about Harlem Nights.
Yes.
Is a movie we watched like fucking 8 years ago for this episode.
Holy shit, we're going to finally do this movie?
Yes,
I think so.
It's only been...
Well, it got pushed back.
Rescheduled and pushed back again and then rescheduled and moved.
It got pushed back last week because it was St. Patrick's Day. We were already late on that.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, very Harlem Nights.
Mm-hmm.
We were late. Then it had to be pushed back before that because we were joined by...
Carl was on.
You know...
And then Landau was on before that.
Look, let's make this easy.
Hold on.
This movie was supposed to be done during Black History.
No, hold on, Vic. We've already made it easy. Hit him with it, Vic!
I knew it.
We're losing Vic. How are we losing Vic's volume like this?
I don't know.
Vic, talk.
Yo, what's up?
Then it's on you, Vic.
Board. Yeah, it's his board.
We can't hear the board.
It's on me.
We can't hear the board.
Well, that's because Corey's like, turn it down. It's too loud. It's too loud.
Well, then you know what? For Corey? Yeah.
Is this better, Corey?
Yes.
Damn it, Vic. I was going to yell, hit him with a Vic.
No, it's fine.
And so anyways, Corey, thank you very much. I was trying to make the joke, friend of the show, my new best friend, Carl Doniger, but Corey had to just stomp all over it with information.
That happens so often.
Damn, Vic, sometimes I can't tell if you're cutting out or just laughing. Sometimes you're doing both. So we really have got we've been around too long now.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting by. Maybe it's these things. Maybe it's these little boards here that we've now probably gone way past the expiration date on.
I don't know. No, I think they're fine. I think it's just, I don't know.
All right. Anyways.
So here's my big question. Unfortunately, this is going to get technical, so I know Corey's eyes are going to glaze over.
Oh, boy.
But Corey, have you ever checked your automatic settings for your Skype to make sure that it's not clipping out every time we get loud? Because it does that.
No.
Corey, do that now.
I wouldn't know where that is.
Vic, walk him through it. We're going to do this in the episode. No, do it. Yes, we are.
All right. No. So here's what you got to do, Corey. Go see across the top of Skype where it says call.
Vic's already started.
Vic. Hey, Vic. We're not really doing it. Go ahead.
Then go to audio settings.
Hold on. This is the first thing in the history of the show you've gotten mad about? I berated you for 20 straight minutes. The thing he gets sensitive about is, I don't want to adjust my phone settings during the show. How did this happen? Is this the breaking point, or did we find like the Achilles heel?
Yeah, the Achilles heel is my phone.
What about your phone?
It's Skype settings.
No, I just don't want to mess with it right now.
Okay.
Fuck on my Skype settings.
Okay. No, he is sincerely. I've never seen him this upset, and it's the weirdest reason to be upset about anything.
I'm not upset,
and it's fascinating to me.
I'm not upset, but for as much as I mess with that cable, it
goes
but
this could fix a big problem that we're gonna have throughout the episode when Vic gets a little loud.
It'll be fine.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
All right. After the
we're
show, I guess.
To it.
Yeah.
We'll hold you to it.
So. I don't remember what the point of that was.
I don't either, but did you do anything this weekend?
He's a pro, folks. He is a pro. That was pro move right there. The show was dying because we had just had this great moment. That's history of the show moments right there, by the way. That's the first. If that was planned, you're a goddamn genius. Because that was one of the funniest things that's ever happened on this show. Is as much shit as I've said to you, the first thing you ever get mad at is me going, no, adjust a setting on your phone right now. While Vic walks you through it. That was the thing. I've called him old. I've called him a grandpa. I told him he died 5 years ago. I've talked about his height. I've talked about his sports teams. That all was rolled off his back. I'm so glad I've never asked you to talk to Siri. You might shoot this motherfucker up.
Fuck that. That bitch is racist.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? Sorry, guys. That's the show this week because we're not topping this first segment.